Hello, and welcome to Soul-Led Living, a podcast dedicated to helping you live your soul's true path so you can create the dream life you know you are meant to live. I'm Nikki Novo, your spiritual mentor, a fiery Latina, mom of three, and an advocate for living soul-led. You're here because you're meant to be here. So let's do this. Messages about your true self. I made this episode because it makes me feel like you're in motion, you're moving, like you're doing your thing, but your soul is really trying to get your attention to let you know that there are these like small little things that you are physically doing that are not in true alignment with what you're really here for. Because the name of the game right now is to get the strength and the potency of your own energy, of your own vibration, of who you truly are. And there's these small things that you're doing that don't seem like that big of a deal that you might be good at, you know, that you might have learned to become good at, but they're not who you truly are. And the more you pour into them and the more you use those skills that you've learned along the way, they keep creating a life that is not like not exactly it. It's not your truest expression. So today's episode is really about taking a moment to look in to understand what your gifts really are. And what your gifts is like, it's your soul in motion. You know, it's your soul living first. It is that soul-led life that we talk about, but it's understanding like, oh, it's this and it's not this. So that's what today's episode is about. We're going to look at the small things that are ready to be let go or to at least be understood that they are not a true expression of who you are, but instead maybe something that you've been doing for a long time. And instead to dig into the places that are truly you, and what is truly you is actually deeper than you think is what I was getting. So we need to actually go into a little bit of exploration to find the truth of what you're really here for and what those gifts are. So let's get ready and get into our five messages for today. Message number one, your gift lies in a vibe. You are a vibe. So I guess that's the first thing that came forward, because we think a gift is going to be like technical. You know, it's like my gift is writing. My gift is mothering. My gift is jumping. I don't know. We always think it's like some sort of verb. But it's definitely a presence. It's a vibe. It's a vibration. And there are these things that you do and that you might even be overlooking that create the vibe. So this message was really about all these little details that make you is the gift. And they might be details that you're overlooking because you don't think they're so important. They feel kind of artistic to me. But actually going into some of these details that make up who you are and make up your vibe is really going to give you a lot of bang for your buck. It almost looks like you're going to be much more magnetic and bring a lot more in if you pay attention to these details. So these details feel artistic to me. They almost feel like it's the eye that draws me in, if that makes sense. So it feels like it's the small things that actually make up a good character in a book or in a film, right? So like when you're thinking about like a character being developed in a book or a film, it's how do we know about the character? We know based off like the way they make their coffee. We're like, oh, she's that kind of person because she drinks matcha and she doesn't drink coffee. The way she wears her hair, like that tells us more about the character. The outfit that she is wearing, right? Like that tells us more. The way she speaks, like she says this word instead of saying this word. And that's what tells us and gives us the potency of the character. So I was getting that, like, if you understand that you're a vibe and you're wondering like what that vibe is, it's actually in these like small details. And it will be fun and actually like helpful in life because you're going to manifest and bring more into your life when you look into these details. So if you're feeling like weirdly called to your clothing or the way you do your hair or the way you do your makeup or maybe the way you speak, like just have fun with one of these details, or maybe you're working on the space you live in. This actually matters. Like it matters more than we think because it elevates your vibration. And when that vibration is at its highest, you bring in all the things that are meant for you. So the reason we want to live into that vibration or that presence or our gifts is because we want what we deserve. You know, it's like, I'm here to collect. Like, I would like to collect that thing that I was promised, whatever that may be, whether it's like, you know, I feel like I was promised a relationship. I feel like I was promised money. I feel like I was promised this sort of life. That life comes when we're in that full gift, when we're in that full presence. And one of the ways that we really embody and live into that presence is through these small details. And they feel like they're very creative, kind of eye-catching details that we can lean into more and find more of who we are through those details. So permission to go into the stuff that seems kind of silly and almost doesn't seem spiritual, let's say, because I know we're like, oh, well, what does that matter? But to lean into that a little bit more, have fun dressing up this character, like have fun really finding your style, your sense of presence, the way that you show up, because that's actually part of what you're here for. That is like a big part of what your gift is. It's your presence, and presence is packaged through these details. Message number two, I alluded to this a little bit in our intro. So it seems like there's a lot of things that you're good at and things that, you know, you can do, that you can get done. And my sense is that you know what needs to get done, but that doesn't mean you're the person that's supposed to get it all done, if that makes sense. So in your life, when you're like, yeah, no, I know all these things need to get done. Even it's like, I know my bills need to get paid. I know my kid needs to go here. Like, you have a vision of the things that need to get done. And one of the biggest mistakes that's like really not letting your gifts come forward is the fact that you think you need to do everything, because in doing everything, you're missing your gifts. When you actually realize that part of your gift is to vision and to see the big picture and to see what needs to get done, that is very different than having to do all those things. So you see it and you hand off the things that need to get done to other people, or you figure out creative ways where like they can get off your plate, and then you double down into something that is really yours. It feels like it's creative when I look at this route. Like, it looks at like what is really yours is quite, it requires more of your time and more of your focus. Like, it almost looks like you need to stay there longer and go into it deeper. Like, that is what's yours. And the rest are things that, like, yes, you may hold the vision of like what needs to move and what needs to happen, but they're not for you. They're for somebody else. So one way that's gonna guide you is to look at everything that needs to be done and say, I know what needs to be done, but I don't want to do everything. So when you say, I don't want to do everything, like, what are the things that you do not want to do? And you can like list out all the things that you don't want to do. And it might not happen overnight that you can hand all these things over or hire people to do it. Like, I get it. But actually, the things that have to get done that you didn't list there, that you're like, well, I don't want to do it, that is more where your true gift lies. Even if you're not good at it, even if you're like, oh, I actually want to do it. And it's not like I'm okay with doing it. It's truly like what I want to do. It feels like it's very small compared to your massive to-do list. It's like probably one thing on that to-do list. And it might even be something that is not very doing, right? Like, oh, I know I want to watch that series on Netflix. So that might not make any sense, but I have a ton of friends that, you know, work in the film industry, and they spent like most of their childhood watching a bunch of movies, right? So their ability to watch all that content and to watch those films is actually like what makes them good at what they're doing right now. So even though that might be like a silly thing that's like on your to-do list, like you're just, you know, you want to do those things, there may be something there. So you kind of have to not judge the things that you want to do and the things that you don't want to do. Get creative of like how you take those things off of your list. But since this episode is about your gifts, like I don't necessarily have the solution for how that gets off of your list, but you have to understand that there are some things that you became good at through life. Yeah, you can knock things off the list. You can finish tasks. You can do all that kind of stuff. You're an adult. You figured it out. But that doesn't mean that it's worth your time. And it also is diluting what your true gift is. It's like not letting you see what your gift really, really is. Your gift lies in the things that you want to do, even when some of them do not make sense. Message number three, there is a gift hiding in a creative pursuit that you're afraid to pursue. I feel like you're meant to study something creative or go deeper into something creative that you've been thinking about for a long time, but you're afraid of it. So maybe it's like, this is so crazy, but I want to be an influencer at 45. And I don't know why that's coming up for me now. Or I want to write, or I'm already writing, but I'm not as good as I think I am at it, or something like that. There's some sort of creativity that is calling you. And it doesn't, you know, creativity can be like starting a business. It could be, all sorts of things. Like, it doesn't have to be the arts, right? Like, creativity could be picking up a new sport, whatever it may be. But there's a gift there, but you are really thinking that your gift should be natural, that you should have discovered it when you're 3 years old, you know? It's like, no, we're not necessarily born naturally gifted. Instead, there is a desire and a pull that causes us, and we follow that and we work at it little by little, and then it really shows up as like, oh, this is a gift. But it is definitely something that needs to be polished. It's like finding a diamond in the rough, and then you have to polish it. So because you don't get that, it almost seems like you're scared of following something that you want to pursue. It seems pretty creative to me. You want to, but you're feeling all these feels as to why you can't do it right now. Age feels like one of them. Timing feels like one of them. Because we think gifts are supposed to show up in childhood. Like, that's like what we've been taught, and that is definitely not it. Like, a lot of people discover their gifts way into their older lives. I've probably shared this before, but I remember reading this, watching this video on this woman who became known for roses, like for growing these roses, and she brought them back from another country into the US, and she was like the godmother of these like type of roses. And she didn't get into rose planting until she was in her 60s. And this is like what she died being known for, right? So when she was in her 90s, she was like a big deal in the rose community. So yeah, she had 30 years to get good at it, but it didn't come into her life until she was 60. So there's something about you not realizing that, thinking that you don't have a gift if you haven't discovered it by this time in your life. But the gift is actually hidden in this weird creative pursuit that's calling you. Weird because you're like, really? I'm going to start ballet now at, 47 years old, or I'm going to start blogging at 33. Like, it seems like you're kind of adding your age to this thing that you want to follow. And that's what's making you feel like it's weird. So definitely let that go, because get used to it. You're going to be discovering things about yourself until the day you die. I hope that you are learning a new skill in your 90s. So this is no different. And this thing is going to keep bothering you and knocking you on your door. You're not going to be good at it when you first start at it. That's the truth. It's going to happen. You're not going to be great at it, but you have to get over that feeling. I also feel like it's something that you may have to do publicly, and that scares you even more. That almost like you understand that this thing has to be done in the public, whether it's like there's other people seeing me. Like my daughter sometimes gets nervous about going to the gym because she's like, well, people are going to see me and they're going to know that I'm not good at this thing. And it's like, well, I mean, if you want to go to the gym, like, you are going to be seen, you know, and like people are going to watch you in the meantime. So it's okay to be in progress, like while you're letting people see you. For example, I was doing readings with friends for a while, and then I went out into the world and started doing it in the public, and I still wasn't great at it, but the only way to get better was to do it in the public. So it feels like that to me, that there's just like no way around it other than doing it in real time and letting people see. Like, that's part of the process, and that's part of how you get better. You know, and this might sound a little out there, but if you are creating your life, like if you are the creator of your reality, all these eyeballs that are watching you, you've created that. Like, you have created an audience of people watching you. So maybe there's a reason for that. Like, maybe that's okay. Like, instead of like thinking so much about them, right? And like so much about like what they're thinking or whatever, perhaps you created that and you needed that to come forward. Like, you needed people to watch these things. So you're writing the story. So why did you write it in a way that there are people watching you? Perhaps there's a purpose to that, even if you do not know why. So you can't judge like why you have to do it in public or why there's going to be people watching you do the thing that you're doing, because if it's there, it's because it's necessary for the process. Message number four, it seems like when you're thinking about your gifts, maybe you've spotted a little bit of it, like maybe you kind of know what it is or like kind of this thing that you want to pursue. But my sense is because you're intelligent, like you have a good brain, you're smart, you're going to be tempted to be strategic first. And you're really being asked to be heart first. Like, what is my creativity? What sounds fun for me? Like, what is it that I want to do? And then strategy later. This is especially true for like maybe people who want to start businesses, right? Like you're going to be tempted to be like, oh, this is how the business can go far. And this is like how it can make money and blah, blah, blah. Or this is how everybody else is doing it. So like I should do it like that. But it feels like your heart has to come up with like the crazy idea that makes no sense or the crazy expression that makes no sense. And then you go and you take strategy to meet it. But it's like heart first, mind second. Heart first, mind second. Actually, our energy flows from, you know, our feet, right? Like think like energy from the earth is coming up through my body and then through my head. So it has to pass, like a good working energy in somebody's body has to pass through the heart first before it gets to the head. Our energy doesn't go from head down. The first energy center we have is the root chakra, which is at the base of our spine, but it also represents the legs as well. So energy is flowing from down up. So if we are going from like, let me get a brain idea first, and then try to throw some heart in there, it's just like that's not the natural flow. The natural flow is heart, like makes no sense. I'm called to this. I love it. I'm not sure why. You know, crazy idea, but I'm so excited about this. And then up to the mind. And then that's where I get like my strategy from. And that is like how this thing actually wants to flow. I feel like another message here is that your true gift is in the heart. Like you can't come up with it through the mind. I like to do the practice of just asking myself that question and really bringing my focus and my energy to the heart center, which is right here in the middle of the chest, and being like, okay, the answer needs to come from here, not from here. I can feel when answers are coming from up here. And I love my brain. Like I'm so grateful for it, right? Like I have a great working brain, but I don't want like these important decisions about my gifts and how they want to come out and how they want to express themselves. I don't want it to come here first, because this is just not as strong as my heart center. I want it to come from the heart center first. So I'm going to ask this question first. And then little by little, it can rise up here and then have like a strategic way of getting, you know, getting it out there in the world. So your gift is actually in your heart. It's actually, it comes from a presence. It comes from the way you love people, the way you love things. It comes from your ability to open up your heart and be vulnerable enough to love something. And I know that sounds so weird, but sometimes we've closed our heart off so much that we don't have the capacity to have joy and to love freely and open up. So we depend more on the mind. But the more you're like, no, you are strong and there's strength here and it's okay to love and accept love and to receive and to give from this place, the more you're gonna actually see what your gift is. Like your gift is hiding in the heart, not in the mind. Because when I look at your gift, it really feels like it comes on a very basic level, it comes from connecting to others. It's like your heart connecting to other hearts. Like that is what you're best at. You might dress it up in like fancy words or whatever, or in strategy, but what you're best at is connecting from heart to heart. So it has to come from there. It feels like it's very simple and almost like you hate to go there because it's simple and it doesn't seem, I don't know, like it's like, it doesn't seem like this great like entrepreneurial idea or something. Like it doesn't seem like this amazing strategic app or something. That's like the best way I can put it. It's very simple and like you almost feel like that's not enough. But you have to get to the simplicity, even if it's three words, like I want to help people. You know, like if that's all you're getting from your heart, like the gift is in there. And then yeah, you can build something with your mind and your strategy and all that stuff around I want to help people. But I want to help people, like that is the power, like that is the gift. Like not everybody has that, like not everybody has that desire, not everybody wants to do that, not everybody has that fire. And that's like where the gift is. So no matter what you build from that like very simple gift that comes from your heart, it always has to lead back to that. I think about people that have like very big businesses, and we all go through it, that you've been doing your business for so many years and then all of a sudden you lose like your passion and your fire, and you're like, wait, like why did I start this in the first place? Like I totally forgot why I did this in the first place. And you get lost, you know, because you get lost in the strategy and the loss in, you know, the helping other, you know, whatever, like the making sure your customers are happy. You get lost in all those things, when the truth is the power was never in the thing that you built. Like the power was never in the machine. The power was always in the heart. It was always in the intention. It was always in like what it was in a very simple way that you wanted to do. So your gift is there. It's very simple. It's in your heart. And you're going to need that, because you're going to need to keep going back to it more and more when things are hard. Like when it's hard to bring your gift to the next level. Even think about a child who maybe is in second grade and really falls in love with baseball and like loves playing baseball, and they become really good and now they're 20 and they're a professional baseball player, but they're full of responsibility and they have managers and deals and all this kind of stuff, and they could lose their power because they forgot second grade them who really had a heart-driven reason to pursue this. So you need that, and you need to value that, and you need to know that even though it's simple and it sounds like a second grader is saying it, it is the power that's going to drive everything else that you make from this gift. But the gift is in that simplicity. And finally, message number 5, your true gift is asking for a container. It wants to show you more of like what it can do, but it needs a container. So what do I mean by a container? Sometimes, you know, let's say like my podcast is a container for me to see like other ways in which I speak or which ways I express myself. Like it's just a container to see more of my gift, right? I can become a mother and be like, oh, this is my container to see more of my nurturing gift and like what I can do. So it seems like you need to either, you might have that container already, or you can establish a container. But if you have that container already, it's really asking for the intention. So for example, I am a mother, and that's the current container I have right now, and I'm really trying to discover my gifts. I can set the intention to say, listen, I have this creative container, which is motherhood. You know, it's like, it's a free for all. There's so many different things that like I can be and do in motherhood. It's a very creative process. But I've been doing it with a ton of responsibility, and I've been doing it with guilt, and I've been doing it in all these other ways. And instead, I want to see my true gift. And since this is already a present container in my life, I want to set the intention that I'm going to move into this container truly to see my true gift. So yes, I'm going to continue to be a mother, but I want to do it in a way that it clearly shows me my true gift. Like that is what I'm looking for. So that's an example of a container that's already there. And then maybe you might have like a more obvious creative container. Like maybe you're like, oh, I've been working on this Substack or this blog. Like you can actually set the intention that I'm going to use this thing to see my true gift and really let that be the main intention. And you'll see that you'll be guided to notice things that you might have not noticed before, or even to move in a way that you would not have moved before. And it actually also keeps you in your heart, right? Because this intention, like, is not about you going to your brain and figuring it out. It's kind of like a little spell. It's like fairy dust. It's like, I'm going to breathe this intention into this container, and I'm going to see what it shows me. And I am going to let go, and I'm going to observe how it shows me, you know, what I am. For example, every trip that I either go on or plan, because I have a lot of people come visit me, I always set an intention for that trip, and then I let go. And then I love looking at the end of the trip and being like, oh my gosh, like, what did it show me? You know, like I set this intention, and what happened after I set that intention? And I observe and I really reflect on how that intention and the actual trip connected. And it's always remarkable, like the container does its job for me, as opposed to moving into something and like being so in my head about it that I can't spot the gift. Like I can't spot the meaning, right? I can't see myself because I'm like so in my head. So instead, you set the intention for the container, and then at the end you're like, oh my gosh, you see, you know, you reflect and see how it was showing up, and it gives you more information. So in this case, the container is there to support you, and it's there to support you in seeing your gift. So if you don't have a container, you can start a container, whatever that feels right for you. Maybe you're like, I'm going to do 1 year of documenting what I eat, and that's my container. I don't know. But whatever your container is, like, it serves the purpose of letting you see yourself without being in yourself, if that makes sense. This container is your special little place, right? Like, this could be even a physical space. Like, this could be an office or a little room. But there is something that wants to hold your true gift. So that container is like the masculine that's going to hold this true gift. So the true gift can't really be seen right now because it doesn't have borders containing it. It's kind of just like everywhere and anywhere, you know, it's like free flowing and all the things. So it's really hard to spot it. It's almost like a little lightning bug that we want to catch. We're catching it in a mason jar. The mason jar is the container. And then we get to see the lightning bug like much clearly. You know, we're like, oh, cool. Like, look, it's little wings and it's this color and it lights up. Like, we get to see it, as opposed to if we didn't capture it, it'd just be like living freely, like all over the land, right? I don't recommend capturing bugs, but you know what I mean, guys. My kids like to catch them and let them go, and they can observe it and see it better. Like, it's much easier to clearly see the gift of the lightning bug when we put it in a smaller container. So that's why this container is coming forward. And I know that we already have a ton of our to-do list and all these things, but this is like a little special corner for you. It does feel creative to me. I've said that 700 times in this episode. It does feel like it has no purpose, but it is something that is calling you. And I don't want you to go into it like really overthinking it and overthinking like what it's supposed to do, or it's almost like you might be trying to give it a purpose or production, if that makes sense. Like, you're almost looking for like, how can this thing produce for me? It's like, instead of buying a horse to just have a horse, you're like, I'm buying this horse so that it could, you know, produce XYZ. It could run for me and it could win races and it can make money. You know, it's like, I don't have a child to make sure that he's going to be a child model and make me money. You know what I mean? I have a child because I'm being called to it. Like, I don't know why, but I want to be a mom and I want to have a child. And it doesn't really need to be productive. If, on the contrary, the child typically drains you for many, many years, and maybe one day it will give back. But for the most part, it is a container for you to get to know yourself more. It's a container, you know, having a child and motherhood could very much be like a container that helps you expand and see what you're capable of and who you are and all these kind of things. So that's why this is asking for a container. I would definitely say a smaller container. Motherhood's a big container because it's like, when does that container end? So this could be something smaller, having a date, a time, some sort of structure to it, you know, like, it's something that I do once a week. I'm going to do it for 365 days. I'm going to do it for 30 days, like whatever that is. But the more restrictions in a way that you can make on the container, the better you're going to see your true gift. So you pick the container, you structure it, and you say like, okay, I'm going to do this thing so that my true gift can grow here. It can become something. It's like a little garden bed that I, you know, a little flower bed that I'm making so that these flowers can actually bloom. There's actually one more message, which I didn't write down, but it's coming through as I'm speaking. So let's throw in message number 6. Sorry about that. Speaking of blooming, your gift wants to bloom. Like, and I feel like that's probably why you're not spotting it, because it kind of seems small, or it doesn't have a place in the patriarchy, almost is what it feels like. Like, it doesn't, it's not easy to spot its value. I have this friend of mine who works with children, and her company is really trying to promote her. And she's really not that interested, because like, the role that she's in is perfect for the gifts that she has. But what's so funny is that the role up is a little bit more of like a masculine role. And it's funny how that role, a step up, is more valued than the role that she's in, which is definitely more feminine and definitely suits her better. So it's like, the world doesn't really understand why she doesn't want to get promoted, but she knows exactly why she doesn't want to get promoted. It's unfortunate that the system doesn't value her position, because she's just as valuable where she is, and even more valuable where she is than where they want to put her. But she knows like her value, if that makes sense. And she knows why this is valuable, but it's like the system itself doesn't value it, right? So my sense is that something like that might be happening to you. She's aware of it, but perhaps because the system you're in doesn't value it, you can't spot it. So that's why making this container and letting it bloom and grow is going to help you see it in a different lens. And you have to understand that it may not be valued by the systems that you're in. And I know that we want our gifts to make us money. And you're like, oh, great. This sounds amazing. This sounds like something that is going to cost me money and make me broke. You know, like it sounds like something I'm just going to throw money at or throw resources at that doesn't do anything for me. But the only reason it's not going to do much for you right now is because it's not fully formed. When it actually fully blooms, if you can stick to it, if you can let it form and let it bloom within the structure that you made for it, then it pays off for you. Again, I might have, you know, a child that like is good at baseball. And at first, they're just draining me, right? Like it's like paying for all the, you know, all the equipment and then driving them around to all these tournaments and flying, like it's just a huge drain. But whatever, if the kid sticks to it long enough, they might hit it big. And then all of a sudden, like, yeah, my kid's a multimillionaire, you know, professional baseball player, or he just goes to college for free because he goes on scholarship, then cool. Then I finally, like when it fully bloomed, when the gift fully bloomed, it paid back. But typically we stop before the gift fully blooms, right? And that's okay, right? Like if you decide like, I don't want to see this through, but because it's your natural gift and it's your natural state, it feels like it can mature all the way and it will pay back to you. But it's still up to you to how long you're going to stick to it, how much space you're going to give to it for it to grow, how much nurturing you're going to give it so that it can actually pay back when it's time, when it's in full bloom. All right, friends, that's today's messages. I can't wait to see what your gift shows itself to be. It's such a beautiful process. I'm going to be in it with you. I'm always open to new gifts, and I didn't even know this episode was going to come for any of us. And obviously what's for you is also for me. So I'm like, okay, cool. Let's do this. Let's see, like there's more, you know, there's more within us. There's more within you. There's more within me. And there's a gift that really wants space to grow and space to be more of us. I don't know. I'm really excited. So let's follow what came through for today. Keep me posted. I'll see you in the Clarity app and all the comments, and I'm sending you much love, and I'll see you in the next episode. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you have a sec, I would so appreciate it if you would leave me a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews are so helpful. And if you're ready to start living your soul-led life, pick up my latest book, Soul-Led Living, available on Amazon. Until next time, love you much.